After a recent job announcements from the Glit Group at this year's Dublin Web Summit, I'm now joined on the line by Roland Trist, Vice President of Infrastructure Engineering at the Glit Group. Roland, you're very welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Roland. Roland, just for our listeners, would you be able to give some background, firstly, to the work at the Glit Group?
Sure. So the company itself is 5 years old, and actually 3 years ago the company decided that it wants to create a software development center here in Dublin, and so we are now here in Dublin for almost 3 years. And from a work point of view, Glit is an e-commerce company, and we are in the flash sale business, and that means that once a day our members come to the site, actually at noon Eastern Standard Time, and can get and buy fashion or home products from our site that we offer to them at a discount. And so from a work point of view, we obviously do a lot of heavy front-end development work, HTML5, CSS, and so on. And we do a lot of back-end development work, in our case, mainly based on Scala. And then, let's say, obviously, we have, let's say, lots of databases, Postgres as like the main business database. But for our availability and scalability requirements, we also heavily rely on highly available, scalable NoSQL databases like MongoDB and Voldemort.
Once you set yourselves up, and you started off in New York City as a small startup, and now you've got over 1,000 employees ranging from the United States to Japan to here in Ireland itself. What actually drew you to actually setting up in Ireland? What was the kind of motivation to get started here?
The motivation is mainly twofold. One motivation is that Glit is clearly looking for international expansion from a business point of view. That means over the last 2 years we have started to ship to 52 countries worldwide. And in the context of that expansion, we were also looking to have, for instance, a capability to do customer services in more time zones and with more languages. That means, for instance, we have not only a software development center here in Ireland, in Dublin, we also have a customer services center in Limerick to cover this. And let's say, and then clearly from just plain naked from a software engineering point of view, one very strong motivation was to diversify our ability to acquire talent. Yeah. So with the Software Development Center here in Dublin, Glit is now able to hire great people in two locations, in New York and in Dublin. And when you talk about Dublin, at the time when I was hired, I was engineer number one here on the ground. The CIO was saying that he was looking to dip into the Irish talent pool, but Ireland is kind of the door into Europe. Means if you have a location, a software engineering center here in Dublin, you are able to dip into the European talent pool.
And with any successful e-commerce site, obviously you need a large talent pool that you just mentioned. Any of our listeners who would be interested in getting involved in software engineering or working for an e-commerce site such as Glit, what would be the kind of best way for, let's say, younger listeners even to kind of, I guess, educate themselves on certain programs? What would be the avenue that you would suggest?
Just from an e-commerce point of view, there are a couple of things that are maybe obvious, but still hard to do. From an e-commerce point of view, just deal with the the scalability requirements that every e-commerce business is having is obviously something that you should familiarize yourself with, and that basically makes you start to study, let's say, all kinds of scalability and concurrency, let's say, concepts. And in that context, for instance, investing and learning about, let's say, functional programming concepts, be it Clojure, Haskell, Scala, is definitely recommended, because these languages are, let's say, just by nature based on immutable data structures, which gives you better concurrency, and then based on out of that concurrency, you get you get better scalability. So that's definitely one. On top of that, you should learn about actors, actor-based systems. When you go deeper and further, when you get, let's say, with that, you can get the basics right. But when you go deeper and you go further, then to run an successful e-commerce business these days means you need to get a grip on at least two more things, and in no particular order here. One other thing that you need to get a grip on is mobile development. Means more and more the revenue in the business is coming from mobile devices. And the other thing is clearly is personalization. That means people who shop online expect more and more that they shop in a personalized store. So whatever you can do to educate yourself on machine learning and data mining techniques is also very valuable.
And with the talent base and people who know the languages, do you find that it's quite difficult to find people, or do you find that the level of education here is as good as anywhere else?
I think that the level of education here in Ireland is, I would say, at least as good as, let's say, any place else in Europe. From an education point of view, let's say in the Guild case, or from a talent or skills point of view, we have embraced, or we are taking advantage of the functional programming concept that I've mentioned earlier by using a language that is called Scala. And the interesting thing about Scala is that it is a hybrid language between object-oriented programming concepts and functional programming concepts. And it's actually very, I don't want to call it easy, but reasonable and doable to pick up Scala, let's say, within 3 to 6 months, assuming that you have a very, very good Java background. And so that makes it actually very doable and easy for us I don't want to call it easy, but doable for us to find talent here in Ireland or in Europe overall that will come on board, let's say, with Guild, and will pick up Scala as a language within a reasonable time frame. But at the same time, my prediction is, Guild is actually actively working on this to drive Scala not only inside the company but also outside the company, means here in the market. My prediction is that in 6 to 12 months from now, it will be easier or more mainstream to have Scala expertise in the marketplace in general.
So there's a growing demand for Scala anyway. And I know that within the Guild Group, there's plenty of training opportunities and mentoring as well. But outside of the Guild Group, There's free tech glasses, including meetups and other events in Dublin as well. And as recent as just 2 weeks back, I think, you ran a very successful meetup in the Clarion Hotel in the IFSC in Dublin. Do you have further meetups and kind of tech classes planned for the future?
Yes. So just to say, maybe touch on that quickly. So one thing is that here at the Guild Group, we just love software engineering. So what we have started to do is, first of all, I personally run and own the Scala user group, the Scala meetup group here in Dublin, in Ireland. And so we do meetups every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks. We just had a meetup yesterday in the evening again. And then we do one other thing. We have free training classes that we offer. And the idea behind that training class is just that originally we had a concept in Guild that we call Happy Monday. And Happy Monday means we get pizza in and let's say some of our engineers start to talk about something exciting that they want to maybe start to use from a language point of view or from a tool point of view, for instance, Play framework or something. And so we figured that we share maybe some of our ideas, findings, and some of our excitement with more people, even outside Guild, and basically spread the Scala bug in Dublin. So that was the motivation, and we will continue to do that. There are, we had a meetup yesterday, the next meetup, we'll probably skip December because it's Christmas and holiday season and so on. But then the next meetup will be in January, and we are also thinking to put together like an advanced maybe Scala day that we will also offer again for free.
And if any of our listeners want to find out more information about the meetups, what's the best way for them to find out about it?
The best way is actually to just follow our adventures on tech.guild.com. Yeah, and we announce everything that we do on that website. We actually have somebody in charge. Her name is Laurie Apple. She is our chief evangelism officer, if you want to call it that way, and she keeps the community informed about everything that we do. So all of the meetups and all of the free classes that we do get actually announced on the website.
That's great, and we'll put that up on our Twitter feed as well, Roland. Just on one final note, your founder Dwight Merriman and yourself were at this year's Dublin Web Summit. How did you actually find the event, and were you impressed by the array of talent that was there?
Oh yes. So obviously, when you go to the Web Summit, it's a kind of a schizophrenic experience sometimes because you have like total industry leaders on the stage that talk about their experience and their vision and big trends and so on and what's going on. At the same time, when you go to the various booths and to the startup to the startup community, you find innovation in the big, and you find innovation in the small. Yeah. So I personally was very, very impressed with some of the let's say forward thinking that was displayed there.
Roland Trist is Vice President of Infrastructure Engineering at the Guild Group. And for more information on any of the tech courses and meetups in Dublin, you can log on to tech.guild.com.